So after we got Trevor all situated, Dipper's Uncle Star took him out shopping. It was pretty cold out, so Dipper and I went out to the local ice skating rink. We don't go there a lot, but it seemed like a good excuse, so when they got back, Trevor could wrap the presents that he bought without risking me seeing them. Come on, Dipper. I'll race you to the other end of the ice.
Hey, wait up, Bobby!
I tend to forget that Dipper's not as good at ice skating as me. When I realized that Dipper wasn't following me, I turned back around.
Bobby, come on! Not so fast!
Come on, Dipper. It's not that hard. Just push with one foot, then the other. Like this.
I'm trying, Bobby, but I can't get my foot not to slip, or something like that.
Hang on, I'll help you. Yikes! Ow! Dipper, what's so funny? Come on, help me up.
I can't help it. It's too funny. You fell on your butt.
Yeah, and I need help standing back up. Would you mind, please?
Okay. Here, take my hand.
I made a grab for Dipper's hand and got about halfway up before slipping again. Ow!
Rip, boom! Right on your thorn butt!
Dipper, please tell me I did not just hear that coming from you.
I can't help it. It's too funny. Boom! Right on your thorn butt.
Dipper, that isn't funny. Cut it out. I can't believe you. You know how much trouble that word caused my dad?
What? Boom?
Dipper, don't.
Oh, you mean thorn butt. Come on, Bobby. It's just a word.
Just a word, huh? Well, that word still upset my dad, and it upsets me, too. I've never made fun of you for anything you've ever done wrong. Ever. In fact, whenever you've needed me the most, I've been right there. I still remember what I went through just to help cheer you up when your dad first went overseas. All those cookies I baked for you? I took time away from my studying just so I could help cheer you up.
Oh, like I didn't help you that first day at school when the bully stole your lunch. You would have starved if it weren't for me.
Amazing! You could think fast enough to help me there, but it ended up being me who got us out of those laps in phys ed. If I hadn't started running down the field after that ball had gotten thrown, you'd have been running all day.
Think fast? You didn't think at all when I was in Los Angeles. I spent every day trying to work out details of our group assignment in geography, so when I got home, we could simply pool our ideas and knock it out in a day or two, only to find you hadn't done anything on it. You spent all the time whimpering over me.
Yeah? Well, what about our poetry assignment? Remember that? I'd gotten that done weeks ahead of when it was due. I'd expected you would have done the same. You definitely made it seem that way. Every time I asked, you told me you'd been working on it and had it taken care of. But when I show up for the sleepover the weekend before it was due, I found out you only had a couple of the poems done. Dipper, you flat out lied to me, and because we're best friends, rather than getting mad about it, I stayed up all night, even letting you copy ideas off mine, just so you wouldn't fail and miss out on a field trip.
That was different. Besides, if it weren't for me, you'd be spending most of your time cowering in a corner. Remember when we found a garter snake in my backyard? You kept saying, "Get rid of it, get rid of it." I just picked it up to show you it was harmless, and you squealed like a little girl. Or the time when I saved you from Tony, I actually got in trouble doing that for you. And if it weren't for me, you'd still be afraid of heights. I had to hold your hand the whole time we came down from the fire tower. Remember? If it weren't for me, you'd spend more time on your thorn butt than on your feet.
A coward, am I? At this point, I was so mad I couldn't see straight. I did the only thing I could think of. I shoved Dipper backward, knocking him on the ground.
Ow!
Would a coward do that? Let's see how you like
Bobby, it. Bobby, you did that on purpose.
Yeah? Well, you deserve it, stupid jerk.
A jerk am I? I let you into my home, I let you sleep in my bed, and I'm a stupid jerk? Just for that, you can sleep on the couch with Trevor. Our friendship is over.
That's just fine with me. I've spent entirely too much time saving you over the last couple years. At least this way, I don't have you to stress me out.
Fine.
You can find your own way home.
If you get lost on the way, don't come crying to me.
Sure. I won't be the one who gets lost. Bye, Dipper. Hey, hey.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye.
I'm doing this tonight. You're probably gonna start a fight. I know this can't be right. Hey, Dipper, come on. I loved you endlessly when you weren't there for me. So now it's time to leave and make it alone. I know that I can't take no more. It ain't no lie.
do.
You may hate me, but it ain't no lie.
Don't be bye, bye, bye. Don't really wanna make it tough. I just wanna tell you that I've had enough.
It might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie.
Don't be bye, bye, bye.
Just hit me with the truth. You know you're more than welcome to. So give me one good reason, Bobby, come on. I live for you and me, and now I really come to see that life would be much better once you're gone. I know that I can't take no more, it ain't no lie. I wanna see you out that door, Bobby, bye, bye, bye.
Don't wanna be a fool for you, just another player in your game for two.
You may hate me, but it ain't no lie.
Don't be bye, bye, bye. Don't really wanna make it tough. I just wanna tell you that I've had enough.
You might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie.
Don't be bye, bye, bye.
I'm giving up, I know for sure. I don't wanna be the reason for your love no more.
In this game for two,
so I'm leaving you behind.